Hey everybody, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train? Like there are a million thoughts whizzing around, and you're just trying to hold on for dear life? That, my friends, is stress talking. And let me tell you, it can wreak havoc on our mental health if we don't learn to manage it. Today, we're diving deep into the impact of stress. We're going beyond the surface level stuff like feeling overwhelmed or getting a headache. We're talking about how chronic stress can actually change your brain and mess with your mood, sleep, and even relationships. But don't worry, this isn't a doom and gloom episode. This is about empowerment. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you understand the monster that is stress and learn to tame it. First off, recognize that stress isn't always bad. It's a natural human response to challenges. Think about your favorite sporting event, that feeling of anticipation, adrenaline pumping. That's stress in action, and it can actually be helpful. It keeps you alert, focused, and ready to perform. But here is the catch. When stress becomes chronic, that's when things get ugly. Imagine a car running non-stop on fumes. Eventually, it's going to break down. Your body and mind are the same way. Long-term stress triggers a cascade of hormones like cortisol, which can wreak havoc on your sleep patterns, immune system, and even cognitive function. Ever feel like your brain is foggy or you can't focus? Stress could be the culprit. It also messes with our emotional well-being. Think about it. When you're constantly stressed, are you really present in your relationships? Can you fully enjoy a moment of peace? Chances are, stress is putting a damper on everything. Now, here's where things get cool. We can actually train ourselves to manage stress effectively. You know that feeling when you nail a tough presentation or ace a challenging workout? That sense of accomplishment, of pushing through the discomfort. That's resilience in action, and it's something you can cultivate. Through mindfulness practices like meditation, deep breathing exercises, or even just taking a few minutes to appreciate the beauty around you, we can calm the storm inside. It's not about eliminating stress altogether, that's unrealistic, but about developing healthy coping mechanisms. Imagine this. You're walking down the street, feeling overwhelmed by the city noise and crowd. Instead of getting swept away by it all, you take a deep breath, focus on the sounds of nature around you, maybe a bird chirping, leaves rustling, and feel yourself grounding back into the present moment. That's stress management in action. It takes practice for sure, but trust me, it's worth it. You deserve to live life with a clear mind and a sense of calm. Let's talk about a real life example. I know many of you are juggling multiple responsibilities, work, family, personal goals, all while trying to maintain a semblance of sanity. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel, never quite catching up? This classic stress overload. Think about it. Deadlines looming, kids needing attention, bills piling up, it's enough to make anyone's head spin. But here is the thing. You can choose how you respond to these pressures. You could get caught in the spiral of anxiety and overwhelm, or you could take a step back, breathe deeply, and break down those tasks into manageable chunks. Remember that feeling of accomplishment when you cross something off your to-do list? That's stress management working its magic. By tackling things one step at a time, you regain control, reduce anxiety, and create space for peace of mind. So, remember this. Stress is a part of life, but it doesn't have to rule your life. By understanding its impact on your mental health, practicing mindful coping mechanisms, and choosing how you respond to challenges, you can build resilience and navigate the ups and downs with grace and strength. Take a deep breath right now, acknowledge those stressors, and choose to respond rather than react. You've got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with us on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And as always, remember, fortitude first. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of stoic wisdom for a stronger you.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.